Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Waiting for a plant to bloom, or not, is chief among a gardener's most experienced bit of suspense. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Hello. Today on GLT's Grow, we are taking a question from Sherry in Clinton, Illinois. She said she recently bought a nice-sized Sansevieria.
That's the one.
That's the one? Did I say it right?
That's right.
Okay, that's commonly known as mother-in-law's tongue. And she's owned quite a few of these. She said she set this one on a south-facing window and then went to water it today and saw that it had shot up in it. There's shot up a thin stalk with what looked like green buds along the length of the stalk. So she wants to know, is this going to bloom? And if so, does she need to do anything special?
It sounds like it's on the way to blooming already.
Great.
It really does. And I think we can talk about how we take care of Sansevieria as far as the watering goes. You know, Sansevieria is a really durable, reliable plant.
You mean even I couldn't kill it?
Well, Laura, I'm sure that you would excel with it, like everything you do.
Bless
I'm certain
your heart.
Of that. But, you know, this is a plant that I think a lot of people would be interested in knowing about because you go to the doctor's office, a lot of times the waiting room, there are no windows in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go check into the hotel lobby, then check in there, and there are windows there by the doors, but these are two places where you might see some Sansevieria. You might see them in the plantscaping island at the mall, too. Do they still have malls nowadays?
They
can't
do.
Remember.
Some.
But I always found the common names of plants interesting, as are the Latin names, but we had to talk about that for a minute. And I thought, well, geez, you know, mother-in-law's tongue is a common name for Sansevieria, but so is snake's tongue.
Ooh.
So how'd that go?
That's
is
a
that
nice
the,
connection
so
there.
So is it the single guy came up with snake's tongue and the married guy came up with mother-in-law's tongue? You son of a... Yeah, I know. How did they do that?
I don't know.
So Sansevieria have many cultivars as they are an interior foliage plant. And they like low light and low water. And when I say low water, they like to go dry between waterings, and dry to the extent that the first inch to 2 inches of soil is dry. So if you are a new Sansevieria owner, you might have to do some poking and prodding of the soil to see how long your waterings last. If you run the air constantly in your house, the plants will dry out faster. If it's just hot in your house, they'll dry out fast that way too. Right? So every house is going to have a little different threshold on how long the watering lasts, but that's how you can determine. But they have low susceptibility to diseases and pests.
This sounds like a great houseplant.
They're great. They're great. And I think that they're interesting because they have a very vertical or upright presentation. So there are some cultivars that are shorter and some that are taller. Some are dark green, and some are kind of a emerald color with some white or yellow or gold variegation in there.
Ooh.
And I've done some shopping in my life, and I pay attention to some of this stuff when I'm shopping and spending my money. And I've noticed that I've seen lots of Sansevieria used in window displays and for merchandising.
Yeah.
And the verticalness of it, its durability, it, you know, you can put it in a hot window with the sun and everything, and it'll do fine as long as you keep it watered.
That sounds great. I'm so tired of plants where if you just so much as give them a dirty look, they die.
This one's right up your alley then,
Absolutely.
Laura. They partner well with another low-light interior plant that's famous not only for its interesting foliage, and but its flowers, too, and that's the bromeliad family. You'll see these partnered together a lot.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, blooming or not, and it sounds like Sansevieria is blooming.
Right, and so that's an interesting point, too, because we don't see them bloom very often. So when they are blooming, you're doing something right.
So what does the bloom look like?
Well, I think it looks like a small version of a yucca-type flower where it's born on this tall spike, and it sounds like that's what is happening here. So don't move it. Don't make any changes. Just do what you've been doing.
Way to go, Sherry.
Keep that watering going. And But there's a couple other things that go along with the Sansevieria and their durability and their easy gardener. They're very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You need to repot them because they're going to grow. You know, so when you bring it home from the nursery, it's in a little nursery liner, and you're going to need to repot it in a pot that's close to the same size that you're removing it from. Do your repotting in smaller increments.
Oh, so you don't want to give it too much room to spread out?
Yeah, there can be such thing as too much room.
Ah.
Okay. And sometimes if you don't have that middle-sized pot, get them some company. Get some other Sansevierias to go along into the larger pot. That's something that you can do. But repotting them is easy to do. You can pretty much do it any time, but spring is a good time to repot houseplants. And they can grow, and because they're very upright, kind of vertical type plant, if they're left in the same pot for a long time, they become top heavy and they tip over.
And I know,
and I know people that have kitty cats, you know, and they're in the house type pets and they're running around and they come home and the Sansevieria is knocked over. And well, how in the heck did that happen? Well, they're top heavy and the kitty cat combination that will bring that plant over. And because they have this long, flat tongue like leaf, that's another thing that makes them really easy to take care of, because you can dust these plants. And your plants in the house, they clean the air for us, for you, but they do so best when they're clean. So they attract dust and everything, just like our furniture does and the floor does. But the Sansevieria is very nice because you can just take like a wet paper towel and whoop, 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 you know, right up that leaf. And
how often?
As often as need be.
Okay.
So if you're a really particular person like me, it's going to happen a lot.
Okay.
But if you're like other fellows I know, it's only going to happen when somebody notices it.
Right? Oh, company's coming. Time to dust the plants.
That's right. So I think that's great that you're getting the flower there, but sometimes on houseplants, when they do flower and you see it, this is, you understand why they're known for their foliage, because sometimes the flower's
a little underwhelming.
Very underwhelming, a little underwhelming. All flowers are amazing, really, aren't they? But
yes,
some are less amazing than others.
I know this. I don't know. Is it possible that if it flowers, it might actually, by putting all that energy into flowering, that might leave it susceptible to anything?
I don't know. I happen to think that if the plant's going through its physiological processes as it would normally, it's
wink,
a sign
wink.
That it's happy.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And wink, wink, right back. Because, we're all that way. You know, it's a sign that, hey, that's the right combination of things. You know, there's enough wine, enough cheese, and enough music. Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry does seem to have a knack for it.
Yeah, and you know what? Take a picture of it and send it to us once it finishes. It'd be great to see that and to share that. And then we can talk about, that's really a very boring, nondescript flower. Oh, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, no. You're setting us up for a letdown here.
But, you know, I mean, African violets are a houseplant that are known for their flowers. Christmas cactus, you get the flowers at a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with flowers at all. It's just that people don't buy Sansevierias for the flower. They buy it for the interesting foliage.
And if you do see it starting to bud and it's going to flower, don't think, it's going to be like, oh, it's probably going to be more like,
hey, I'm over here. Yeah.
Okay.
And don't pull it thinking it's a weed.
Oh, gracious,
you know, because a lot of times the flower structure looks a lot different than the rest of the plant.
Very good point. Well, Sherry, sounds like everything you're doing is just fine, so keep it up. Thank you so much for your question. Next week on GLT's Grow, Mike from Utah has a question about apple tree rootstock. And if you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like Murph to take on, hey, just go to the website. It's wglt.org/grow. Fill in the form there. Send it along to us. Attach a photograph, too. We love that. Maybe Murph will answer your question on the air on an upcoming episode of Grow. That's wglt.org/grow.